Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking residential solar with Dan King of Harmon Solar. And again, Dan, y'all are running a special offer just for Rosie on the House listeners. We always appreciate it when you do that. It's kind of a value-added proposition for all of those that are tuned in right now. What are y'all running right now?
Well, I'm sure everybody would love to either get a free solar system or maybe $5,000 cash, so that's the offer. So for Rosie listeners, go to our website, harmonsolar.com. On the left side of our homepage, there's a free solar giveaway button. You go there, you fill out that information, make sure you mark Rosie on the House where you heard us from, and you'll get an extra entry into the drawing for a free solar system. Or at that point, if you happen to buy or lease a system from us before the end of the promotion, you get entered two additional entries into a drawing for $5,000. So you get a total of four entries into a drawing. And you see a picture of last year's winner there as well, happy as can be with his big check for $5,000. So that's the offer, harmonsolar.com. As long as you guys go there before the end of the weekend and fill out that information, you guys get an extra entry into the drawing for Rosie listeners. You're the first to hear about it.
Fantastic. We appreciate that. Trying to clarify the solar industry here, we've got Chuck on hold and Brad. Before we get to Chuck, I want to talk a little bit about, we've talked about kilowatts and we've talked about the demand and the peak rate. Just a little bit. Well, let's take Chuck. Let's go. We'll take Chuck before we get into the sales and leasing. Okay. Okay. Chuck, hey, this is Rosie. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling in, my friend.
Thank you, Rosie. Well, I'll tell you what. The best decision you ever made in your life was marrying Jennifer. Well, you couldn't have picked a better one.
I'm glad she's busy right now. She's doing something else. She didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
No, there's no doubt about that, Chuck. 38 just fantastic years, and hopefully we have another 38.
Okay. I'm a TEP customer.
Okay.
And I'm looking at my bill from last month, and okay, I see these green energy charges. And they add up to about $15 a month.
Okay.
And sometimes a little less, sometimes more. But anyway, so all this money, I know part of it's going for subsidies to help my neighbors out, put solar on their houses.
Okay.
And because TEP's got that program going on right now. And this really gripes me so much. I think it's so very unfair that as a non-solar user, I'm having to pay for my neighbor to have his house installed with solar.
Do you know how many other subsidies are buried into that invoice?
Oh, I understand
or
that.
Or the taxes they're taking from you?
No, I understand that, Rosie, but still, some of it is going for my neighbor to have it installed. Now, when I have a problem with my electrical system, I had to have my line redone. Nobody helped me pay for that, which cost me a bunch of money. So, you know, it's just very unfair. I wish they got to go away.
Well,
that's
this
all
is,
I'm saying. They got to go away.
Well, I tell you what, Chuck, this is exactly the conversation that they're having down at the Corporation Commission with the utility companies and the manufacturers and the industry installers and dealers like Dan here. Dan, how would you answer Chuck on that?
Well, first off, I'm not as familiar with Tucson Electric Power. Obviously, okay, we primarily deal with APS and SRP, and I know that the dollar amount that he indicated on the bill at $15 seems excessive to me. I'm not as familiar. I know that those aren't as high typically on APS or SRP bills. But, you know, again, as Rosie mentioned, there are an awful lot of subsidies built into the way the rates are done right now. It's not just solar. And I would encourage individuals to, you know, look at investing in solar, obviously. So if you're concerned about that, everybody can benefit. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people can benefit from solar and take advantage of whatever those incentives are. I'm not aware of any specific incentives from a utility company any longer in Arizona, but the federal and state tax credits are all still available.
Can I mention one thing? You just mentioned that everybody should be interested. Well, I'm 70 years old right now. There is no way I can install solar on my house and get any payback whatsoever in the future. Plus, I'm on a fixed income, so
is it Chuck?
That's out the window for me.
Chuck, I'm glad that you said that because a lot of people think that, and actually that's not true. So you're talking about investing in solar from a purchase perspective. That's a perfect example of somebody that could benefit from a leased solar system where you don't have to invest a dime of your own money and you can start saving money right away. So that's a perfect example of, Chuck, you could take advantage of solar right now and save money immediately.
If he's, you know, he said he's 80, so he lives another 10 years, that's 120 utility bills he saved on.
Yeah. Again, it's available. That's one of the benefits of a lease. And there's pros and cons, and we can get into that maybe in a little bit with Rosie. But that's one of the big benefits is you don't have to come out of pocket. There's no payback period. The payback is immediate.
And, Chuck, I hear you on the subsidies. I mean, I would probably be as close to a branded free enterprise entrepreneur as you could get. But I will tell you, when they introduced the subsidies to support the solar industry, to me it was a big view down the road. Arizona has to be a key participant in that industry. It created a whole bunch of jobs, and it brought the technology decades forward in just a few years. I mean, it accomplished a lot. And if we're not going to buy anything that isn't subsidized, then you better stop buying corn. You better stop buying gas. You better stop buying rice. You better stop buying bread. I mean, it's a really, really confusing topic when we get onto the government jumble of subsidies throughout the whole industry. And this is one I think that we can look forward to and say it has pretty much accomplished what it should.
I agree. Absolutely. And now we're going into the next round, and you're going to start seeing conversations around storage. So look for those types of things to start coming out. And the hope would be that there would be another round of subsidization that will help that industry, because that's another component that we're going to need to battle these demand charges. You store the solar energy, you don't push it back out on the grid, and then you use it to keep those peak loads down at the other time. So that's the next round, guys.
Oh, man, and I've seen some pretty innovative things coming down the load to keep these. The more they talk about these peak demand charges that are coming, the more innovative things I see coming out to say, okay, that's okay. You're only charging me that on peak load on peak. I'll let my house go to sleep on peak. And you can do that.
I will. I can guarantee you there is definitely going to be things. That's what the industry does.
Yep.
You know, you get the rate and you figure out how to, in your case, you say beat it, play the rate.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the sale or lease, because, again, that is really the question we get back at our office over and over and over again. There are a lot of non-ROSI certified solar providers out there, a lot more non-certified than there are certified. And we get contacted, and they're saying this sounds too good to be true. And we have to be very careful because we're not judging the company. We're trying to judge the deal. You know, here's the questions we would ask if I were you. And for a little while, I have to say, when the incentives were in place, I couldn't see a reason in the world to lease. There wasn't. But as the incentives have kind of evaporated and narrowed down, if you're lacking an immediate cash reserve that you can infuse into the purchase of the system, that's all my opinion. But what's your take on that, lease versus sale?
So there's pros and cons to both options. We can talk briefly about the purchase. Obviously, if you have the cash and you can make that investment, that's going to be your best return. Of any of the transactions that you can have, you're gonna see the best return with that. If you don't have the cash, then a lease is a great option. You can also finance. There's finance options available if you're dead set against leasing. But let me give you some of the pros of a lease option.
Okay.
Again, no money out of pocket. So that's real.
Really zero?
Zero out of pocket.
Really zero.
All you have to do is have a decent credit score. I think a lot of them are around the 680 mark.
Okay.
Maybe some of them go down to 640.
Okay.
So as long as you got a good credit score, they're gonna basically pay to have the solar put on your roof. You get a 20-year guarantee on energy. So if it doesn't produce the energy that they tell you it will, you get money. So anything under that, they pay you for what the difference is.
Okay.
They warranty all the equipment for 20 years. I mean, there's a lot of...
You don't have one vulnerability to any service call on the provision of the power from the solar
I mean, vandalism, acts of God, different things like that that might fall underneath your insurance company.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, no, it's all covered by the leasing partner. The only thing with the leases is a lot of the companies sell them with an escalator. So every year your lease payment is going to go up.
An adjustable rate mortgage.
Yeah, it would go up.
We'll get you in really, really cheap.
Yeah. Right. So that would be from a buyer beware perspective. Just make sure that you understand if there's an escalator in your lease that you're comfortable with it. Our approach initially is to not do escalators. But some customers that understand them and like to have the lower monthly payment up front and feel comfortable that their energy bill is going to increase over time at the same rate that the escalator is. So they continually are saving the same amount of money year over year.
And we're talking an escalation clause of what would be reasonable. What's the average price increase of power year over year for the last two decades?
I would say it's probably in the 3% range is kind of what we've seen. So nothing above, say, a 2.9. I know that there are escalators that are slightly higher than that, but most of them are 1.9 or 2.9%.
Okay. So it seemed to me, early in the industry, when the leasing came out, those escalators were much bigger than that.
Well, I think that there's options, right? So the higher the escalator, the lower your initial payment is going to be. So again, that's where you have to weigh the pros and cons of what is it that you want to accomplish. Do you need to have the absolute lowest payment right now? Then maybe you increase that escalator a little bit. I mean, it's kind of dependent upon each person's circumstances.
And that's the importance when analyzing solar, that you get a solar expert out to the house to do a actual on-site assimilation of how are you buying power, what are your power requirements, and what are your goals and objectives. And if they would call Harmon Solar today, what would happen?
Well, we're going to take some information over the phone and make sure that they're a good candidate, and then we set up an appointment with one of our solar consultants to sit down with them and go over everything. And we get access to their historical utility bills so that when we come out and present to them, we have accurate information to show them exactly what they could anticipate that they could save.
Now, I know you guys can't do this for free, where I'm going. Do you have consider offering a service to realtors or home inspectors on the resale side? And hey, my name's John Smith. I'm looking at buying this home. Here's my leasing option. Can you guys look this over and tell me what I'm, because I would imagine these leasing proposals are like 300 or 400 pages long.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that we have a service department, and we're actually we've been doing this for about a year and a half, where we do actually offer, you know, when you sell a home, there is always a home inspection done. You get your termite inspection, you get your home inspection, you do all that. Well, we're offering something very similar in a solar inspection, and it can benefit either the buyer or the seller, depending upon who's asking for it. From a seller's perspective, we can ensure that the system is operating properly and even give information to them to present to future potential buyers on what that system can do for them. If you're a buyer, we can identify if there's any problems with the system that you could make the seller repair before you go ahead and purchase the system. So we currently offer that right now to real estate.
Fantastic. Yeah. Dan King of Harmon Solar. More when we get back. And again, we're going to talk about the special promotion he's offering to Rosie on the House listeners. No one else. Exclusively offered at Rosie on the House by Harmon Solar on that when we get back.